Hi, everyone. This is Tiffany.
And this is Elsie. So, Tiffany, what is the most special present you've ever received or given?
I think the most special present I've ever received was from my boyfriend, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened was I was really, really, really busy at work. And then I came home and it wasn't like a really expensive thing, but then I came home and I saw a present.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just out of, you know, out of the blue and out
wow.
of nowhere. And I think it was really nice. What about
you?
You're
really surprised, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And me, when I was in senior high school, some of my friends made 3 huge birthday cards for me. They're nearly as big as me. On the cards, there are lots of my pictures and friends' birthday greetings.
Aw, I like that.
That's so really actually, fun. Presents don't need to be expensive to be special. Sometimes a card, a phone call, or even a text message can make the person feel happy and warm. So let's start our article for today to see how a special gift can change a person's life.
The shoe that grows.
Sometimes, something simple like a pair of shoes can change someone's life. Kenton Lee learned this when he worked in Nairobi, Kenya in 2007. One day, he saw a girl there walking. Her shoes were too small for her, though. He then thought of a way to make a special shoe. It can grow to fit children's feet. There are about 300 million children without shoes in the world. Many more children have shoes, but their shoes don't fit. This means many children hurt their feet. They may also get diseases when bugs bite their feet. However, Lee's special sandals could change this.
Word power.
Foot. Foot. Tom's feet hurt because he walked all day. Tom's feet hurt because he walked all day. Without. Without. Jerry left the house without his wallet. Jerry left the house without his wallet. Hurt. Hurt. Hurt, hurt, hurt. Anna hurt herself when she hit her leg on the table. Anna hurt herself when she hit her leg on the table. Bug. Bug. There are many bugs in the garden. There are many bugs in the garden.
Okay, so let's take a look at our article. It says, sometimes something simple like a pair of shoes can change someone's life. Gifts don't always have to be fancy. Sometimes something really simple can mean a lot.
True. 文章一开始呢，告诉我们，有时候啊，像是一双鞋这样简单的东西呢，可以改变一个人的人生。
Next, the article says, Kenton Lee learned this when he worked in Nairobi, Kenya in 2007.
故事的主角 Kenton Lee 在2007年的时候啊，与 Kenya 这个国家的 Nairobi 工作的时候呢，得到了这样的体悟。What did he experience in Kenya in 2007?
Well, the article says, one day he saw a girl walking. Sorry, he saw a girl there walking.
所以有一天呢，他在肯亚工作的时候啊，看到了一个女生在街上走着。这边的文章中，我们看到了 saw 这个过去式动词，原型呢是 seek 这个感官动词哦。那感官动词后面呢，我们可以加原型动词或者是动名词的形式。那在文章当中呢，强调这个 Kenton Lee 当时正看到一个女生在街上走着，所以强调进行的动作呢，我们就加 walking ing 的用法。那现在让我们一起进入 Magic Box 找亮点，来聊。 了解一下感官动词的用法吧。
Magic box， 找亮点。
Hey yo guys, this is Albie. Welcome to our Magic Box today. 找亮点的时间又到了。诶，今天请各位同学把你的感官通通都打开来。所谓的感官动词有像是 see, watch, feel, hear, look at, listen to， 看到、感觉到、听到什么。那要怎么样把它们套到句子中呢？举个例来说好了。I heard someone screaming out there. 我听到外面有人在尖叫。什么啊，好可怕哦。好了，没有了，我开玩笑的。助词 I 加感官动词 heard 听见的过去式，再加上受词 someone， 然后 V 或是 V-I-N-G scream or screaming， 组成了这样的一个句子。 I heard someone screaming out there， or I heard someone scream out there。 说到这个啊，我又想到有一次我有个朋友跟我开了一个玩笑。哦，跟你讲，他真的是超爱捉弄我的，我真的快被吓死。有一次啊，在夜深人静的时候，好，先说不敢听恐怖故事的你们可以先把耳朵捂起来哦。好啦，我继续。然后他就小声地跟我说， Hey Albie, don't move. I saw something touching your shoulder. Albie 啊，你不要动哦，我看到有东西在碰你的肩膀。什么啊，我跟你讲，当下我真的是起鸡皮疙瘩，超恐怖的。到底什么啊，该不会是我想那个恐怖的幽灵之类的吧。好，然后他就碰了一下我肩膀。Oh, it's just a mosquito. 哦、oh, ，只是一只蚊子啦。我当下真的是白眼都翻到我脑袋去，你知道吗？真的是。好，然后我就眼睁睁的看着他一直在那边疯狂的笑我。好啦，各位，今天好像真的是默默的偷教了大家可以捉弄朋友的一个办法哦。赶快利用看看这些感官动词来吓吓他们吧。Magic box 少亮点，再会啦。
All right, so we were looking at Kenton Lee, something there changed his life. He saw a girl walking in Kenya, and next the article then says, her shoes were too small for her, though.
接下来呢，文章提到她的鞋子对她来说啊，实在是太小了。Poor girl, maybe she didn't have enough money to buy a bigger pair of shoes, but if she kept wearing shoes that were too small for her,It was bad for her feet.
Yeah, and I can imagine it's very painful as well. So next, the article then says, he then thought of a way to make a special shoe. It can grow to fit children's feet. So this is actually a problem that we all have because, you know, as we get older, our body grows and we quickly outgrow our shoes and clothes. So Kenton actually thought or found a way to actually let shoes grow as your feet grow.
文章这边说到呢， Kenton Lee 接着就想到一个方法来制作特别的鞋子。鞋子啊，可以变大来合孩子的脚。
So let's take a look at our word pair word feet. F-E-E-T, it's a noun, and it's the part of your body that allows you to stand and walk. It's where your toes are. Okay, so remember, feet is when you have two of them. It's in the plural form. Okay, foot, F-O-O-T, means just one. So your left foot or right foot.
So one foot, two feet. 同学们要注意复数型的变化哦。在这边跟同学们补充， foot 还可以当英尺的意思。所以英尺大约是30公分。那两英尺以上呢，我们就要用 feet 这个复数型。
Right. Our word pair sentence is, Tom's feet hurt because he walked all day. Tom's feet hurt because he walked all day.
我们的例句提到呢， Tom 的脚痛因为他走了一天的路。
All right, so next, the article then says, there are about 300 million children without shoes in the world. So, sadly, not everyone can afford shoes. So, maybe children in poor countries, they don't even have anything to wear.
文章接下来告诉我们呢，世界上大约有300 million, 也就是3亿个孩子没有鞋子穿哦。That's a big number indeed. Without shoes, they might get hurt, infected, or even lose their lives. It's a very serious problem.
Yeah. So let's first take a look at what the word without means, and it's our word power word. Without, so it's spelled together, W-I-T-H-O-U-T, and it's a preposition, and it just means not having or including something. So, for example, if you go to school without your pencil box, it means that you do not have the pencil box with you.
Without 是没有的意思，同学们注意哦，它是介系词，所以介系词后面呢，我们只能加名词或者是动名词了。
And let's take a look at our sample sentence. It says, Jerry left the house without his wallet. Jerry left the house without his wallet.
例句提到呢 ，Jerry 出门的时候啊，没有带皮夹，所以同学们这边看到 without 后面直接加了 his wallet， 也就是 wallet 这个名词。
So next, the article then says, many more children have shoes.But their shoes don't fit.
所以回到文章哦，越来越多的孩子啊，虽然有了鞋子，但是不合脚。As they grow up, their shoes become smaller for them.
So as a child, do you have an older brother or sister?
No, I'm the only child in my family.
Ah, so lucky. Because like for me, I was the older child. Mm-hmm. So sometimes all the clothes that I couldn't wear, I would give to my little brother.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, you know, luckily for us, we're able to pass down we call them hand-me-downs.
Mm-hmm.
But then sometimes we see that the children there in these countries, they don't even have things to hand.
And maybe we can donate clothes or shoes to them, right?
Yeah, I think so. So something that you cannot wear anymore, you can also try to find ways to donate.
Yes.
So next in the article, it says, this means many children hurt their feet. Okay, so imagine wearing shoes that are way too small for you, at least 2 to 3 sizes too small for you. It doesn't really sound really comfortable, right?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't sound good at all. 不合脚的鞋子呢，会让许多孩子的脚受到伤害。
So when we talk about something or feeling hurt, okay, H-U-R-T, here in this sentence is used as a verb. It means to cause pain or injury too. So for example, your hand hurts if you touch something too hot. Okay, your heart can hurt if someone or something hurts your feelings.All right, so let's take a look at our sample sentence. Anna hurt herself when she hit her leg on the table. Anna hurt herself when she hit her leg on the table.
Hurt 是使受伤、使疼痛的意思。那同学们注意哦，这个动词的三态是同形的。我们说 hurt, hurt, hurt。那例句提到呢 ，Anna 的腿撞到桌子受伤了。Anna hurt herself， 自己撞到。自己让自己受伤的意思哈。Back to the article, after the children hurt their feet might get infected, 可能会受到感染，接着可能会有不好的状况发生。
Yeah, that's very true, because the article then says, they may also get diseases when bugs bite their feet. Now, when you get a disease, it just means a sickness or illness that happens to one part of maybe the human body, or one part of the animal or plant.
当虫子叮咬他们的时候呢，这个孩子们呢可能会得到 disease， 也就是疾病。
Now, what is a bug? B-U-G. It's a noun. And it's a very, very small insect. So you have things like mosquitoes are bugs, or fleas, or anything tiny, crawly, icky, and gross. Something that I really don't like.
Bug, 虫子复数形呢字尾加 s 就可以了。我们说 bugs， 像是 mosquitoes， 蚊子 ,fleas,这个跳蚤也都是虫子。
And then our sample sentence is, there are many bugs in the garden. There are many bugs in the garden.
例句提到呢，花园里有许多虫子。So how could Canton Lee change this? Children that don't have shoes that fit their feet.
So actually what he did was, in the article it says, however, Lee's special sandals could change this. So he invented a new kind of shoe that could probably, you know, control this problem.
Change the situation. 所以最后呢，这个文章说到啊，然而呢 ,Canton Lee 的特制 sandals, 也就是凉鞋可以改变这样的状况。
Right, I really wonder what this kind of shoe looks like.
Me too.
So let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
So from the article, we've learned that Kenton Lee invented special sandals that could grow with children's feet, right?
So I wonder what kind of materials it is made out of and if it's comfortable to wear. And how would it grow? Is it something that you can pull apart?
Yeah, right.
Or can you maybe soak it in water or something and expand? I'm really curious.
So good question here. If the sandals could become bigger as the children's feet do, what materials, 也就是材料, should be used?
I'm guessing it definitely has to be something stretchy, something very flexible, like rubber?
有弹性的东西。
Yeah, what do you think?
有弹性 rubber, 橡胶或者是有弹簧的。That's probably one of my materials, right?
I think so.
So actually, I'm really curious about how Kenton Lee made the special sandals. However, we are running out of time now.Stay tuned for our Day 2 article.
Bye!
Bye!
I'd love to chat, but I want to get some rest.
I'd love to chat, but I want to get some rest.
Hey guys, it's Albie. 你们会不会遇到一种状况，就是在搭乘交通工具的时候，尤其是飞机这种长途的，旁边人就是死不休息，精神真的不知道在好几点的，然后就硬要跟累到瘫的你聊天，真的是受不了。各位朋友啊，其实你就只要跟他说
I'd love to chat, but I want to get some rest.
我不介意聊天，但我现在真的想要好好休息一下了。虽然你的言下之意可能是哦，拜托你安静一点好吗？但这样真的太伤感情了 ，OK？ 所以呢，就用 I'd love to chat, but I want to get some rest 会比较婉转啦。那上次有说过，句中的 I'd love to 等于 I would love to， 我想要，我愿意的意思。Get some rest 休息一下的意思，也可以用 take some rest。说实在，这句话也是不伤感情的超高招话术，大家真的要学起来。那你们知道吗？其实 LB 我啊，天不怕地不怕的，最怕的就是尴尬，尤其是那种明明跟他没有话题聊，又硬聊那种。像有时候路上不是会有人想要跟你推销某样产品吗？然后就开始跟你好像很熟，噼里啪啦跟你聊一大堆。我每次遇到那种，我真的是脸上三条线，我的微笑都会尴尬到你觉得好像脸抽筋这样。对，你一定会想说，那就不要理他，走掉就好了。其实我也知道，但我这人就是你知道，有人主动来跟我讲话，我真的超难拒绝。所以下次我学到了，我要用这一招。那只要稍微改变一下就好。I'd love to chat, but I'm in a hurry. 我想跟你聊了，但是我在赶时间。这句话也是一个万年好借口。好啦，最后再来练习一下今天的小聚会吧。I'd love to chat, but I want to get some rest. 很好，各位 ，see you next time. Bye.
I'd love to chat, but I want to get some rest.
I'd love to chat, but I want to get some rest.
The shoe that grows.
Sometimes something simple like a pair of shoes can change someone's life. Kenton Lee learned this when he worked in Nairobi, Kenya.In 2007, one day he saw a girl there walking. Her shoes were too small for her, though. He then thought of a way to make a special shoe. It can grow to fit children's feet. There are about 300 million children without shoes in the world. Many more children have shoes.But their shoes don't fit. This means many children hurt their feet. They may also get diseases when bugs bite their feet. However, Lee's special sandals could change this. Foot. Foot. Tom's feet hurt.Because he walked all day. Tom's feet hurt because he walked all day. Without. without. Jerry left the house without his wallet. Jerry left the house without his wallet. Hurt. Hurt. Hurt, hurt, hurt.
Anna hurt herself when she hit her leg on the table. Anna hurt herself when she hit her leg on the table. Bug. Bug. There are many bugs in the garden. There are many bugs in the garden.